The Bible reading is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses 15 to 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you, and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So, before I begin, a prayer. Heavenly Father, may my spoken words be faithful to your written word, and lead us to the living word, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we've done something awful, something we know we shouldn't have done, it can be very hard to admit it, can't it? Sometimes we can be so embarrassed by it or ashamed of it that we wish we could just turn back the clock and have that time over again. But we can't turn back the clock. So we hope that no one will ever find out, and we might try to forget it. But it's very hard to forget. It's the first thing we think of when we wake up, and it's the last thing we think of before we go to sleep, if we can get to sleep. Because the guilt we feel keeps coming back, and the tape keeps playing round and round in our minds. In our reading this morning, we have a meeting between Jesus and Peter. And Peter has done a bad thing. Peter had been Jesus' best friend. All the time that Jesus had been travelling around Israel, telling people about God, making blind people see or sick people better, or stopping raging storms or calming crashing waves, or feeding thousands of people with a few loaves and fishes, Peter had been right there by Jesus' side. For over 3 years, Peter and the other disciples had followed Jesus, travelled with him, ate with him, lived with him. But then, on the night that Jesus had been arrested, after Peter had boasted he would stand by Jesus no matter what, Peter had actually told people 3 times that he didn't even know Jesus. Imagine if your best friend pretended they didn't even know you. The Bible tells us that Peter was so ashamed of how he had let Jesus down that he went away and cried his heart out. And he couldn't even say sorry to Jesus because the next day he was crucified, killed by the Romans. Not being able to say sorry or make it up to someone we may have hurt can be a great burden for anyone to bear. But as we know, on the third day, God raised Jesus back to life. And the risen Jesus met with his disciples on several occasions, and this meeting with Peter is one of those occasions. The risen Jesus comes to meet his disciples who've been fishing all night, and they have breakfast together. After they've eaten, Jesus asks Peter a very direct question. He says, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And Jesus replies, "Feed my lambs." Now at this point, perhaps Peter is hoping that Jesus had simply forgotten his denials, or that Jesus has more important things on his mind. But then Jesus asks Peter again, "Do you love me?" Now the first time Jesus asked might just have been conversation, but this second time must really have made Peter wonder what was going on. Peter may be thinking, "You know I love you. You know how sorry I am and how much I wish I hadn't done it." So Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Peter is right, of course. Jesus knows that Peter loves him, because Jesus knows all things about everyone and everything. Jesus says, "Tend my sheep." Now, twice was bad enough, but Jesus asks Peter a third time, "Do you love me?" The Bible then tells us that Peter feels hurt. He says, "Yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." We can sense Peter's despair, can't we? But Jesus simply says, "Feed my sheep." What Jesus has done is to help Peter deal with his sense of guilt. He hasn't let Peter bury it or hide it or pretend it never happened. Because trying to hide the wrong things that we've done never works, does it? The worry eats away inside of us like poison. Jesus hasn't turned a blind eye to it either, because when we've done something wrong, it's important that we are honest about it. It's important that Jesus knows, that Peter knows that Jesus forgives him. Peter needs to know that the issue has been dealt with and that he is forgiven. Peter needs to know that Jesus has confidence in him, because Jesus has a very important job for Peter. And so for every time that Peter denied Jesus, Jesus asks Peter to recommit to him. "Do you love me?" And after Peter has made each new commitment, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you," Jesus shows Peter that he trusts him. "Take care of my flock." Jesus is handing over to Peter the great responsibility of leading and caring for his disciples. And even though Peter has let Jesus down in the past, Jesus has confidence in Peter, and Peter now knows it. You see, Jesus doesn't look for the best of the best for his church. Jesus wants everyone. The church is not a place for perfect people. It's a place for people who are hurt or broken. It's a place for people who mess up. It has to be, because there's no such thing as a perfect person. We make mistakes and we mess up. We do it all the time. As Jesus knew everything about Peter, Jesus knows everything about us. He knows about the times we've messed up. But as he offered Peter forgiveness and acceptance, he offers us forgiveness and acceptance. Jesus knows the worst about us, but he believes the best. He welcomes us exactly as we are, and then he works in us to change us for the better. Now, just as Jesus had a job for Peter, he has a job for each of us. Peter's job was to lead Jesus' disciples. And that strange bit at the end of the reading about Peter being led where he doesn't want to go is predicting Peter's death. Tradition has it that Peter was crucified in Rome in the persecutions under Emperor Nero. Just as Peter's discipleship was to prove costly, ours is meant to be costly too. Christianity is not meant to be a Sunday morning add-on to the rest of our lives. It's meant to be all of our lives. It's meant to be everything that we are about. Just as Peter was eventually killed because he was a follower of Jesus, Christians all around the world are still being persecuted and even killed, more now than ever. Thankfully, we don't have to face that in this country, but our job is still to represent Jesus in our communities, in our nation. We are to be a voice for the voiceless, the poor, the marginalized, the excluded. We must not turn a blind eye or be complicit in dishonesty, injustice, or exploitation. That's one of the reasons that we are a fair trade church, and we are trying to do all that we can to be a green church. At the beginning of the Gospels, Jesus had found Peter fishing by the Sea of Galilee, and he had said to him, "Follow me." And Peter had followed. Now Jesus has come to the shores of the Sea of Galilee once more to find Peter again. It's the dawn of a new day. It's the beginning of something new. It's a fresh start for Peter. In spite of Peter having failed Jesus, Jesus forgave him. In spite of all the times that we have failed Jesus, he offers forgiveness to each of us, no matter what we've done. He offers each of us a fresh start, as many fresh starts as it takes. Maybe this morning is the morning that you make a fresh start with Jesus. Maybe today is the day that you decide to follow him. And if you want to know more about that, we're running a Christianity Explored course here, beginning in January. And please speak to John or Hugh or I about that after the service if you're interested. Jesus asks us every day, "Do you love me?" My prayer for each of us is that our response to Jesus will always be, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And our prayer for Jacob and Joshua is that they will grow in the understanding of God's overwhelming love for them, and that together we will follow Jesus all the days of our lives. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you hold out your hand of forgiveness and acceptance to each of us. Help us to love you more dearly and follow you more nearly every day. Amen.